Welcome to Torah Timecha HaFtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we study the HaFtorah for Parshas Bo from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Mem Vav, Psukim Yud Gimel to Chav Ches, chapter 46, verses 13 to 28. This HaFtorah is spoken after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, when many Jews had ignored the express instructions of Yirmiyahu to remain in Israel even after the death of Gedaliah and had taken refuge in Egypt. And similar to last week's Haftorah from Yechezkel, this one too focuses on the calamities and downfall that will happen to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, how they will fall in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. And how, although they appear so solid and mighty, they will falter, they will flee, and they will fall. And they will need to prepare for exile, because that will be their reality for a while. Until finally, I will deliver them into the hands of those who seek to kill them, into the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, into the hands of his subjects, and afterwards it shall be inhabited again as in former days, declares God. So although Egypt will suffer, they will come back home, again, as we saw last week in the Haftorah from Yechezkel. These prophecies, aimed not at us, but on our enemies, are something we have grown accustomed to. We see it in Sefer Yeshaya, here in Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, and also in Treyasar. Hearing prophecies about geopolitical events that will befall other nations, sometimes distant and sometimes oh so close to us, always served a vital purpose. These prophecies reminded us that even national politics and military decisions, successes and failures, they were all orchestrated from above by Hashem. And our little nation, especially at this time, feeling so vulnerable, on the run from one burning city to another, now forced to wonder if they will need to flee again, and who can they trust? Should they rely on Egypt? Should they just give up and surrender to Babylon? Who can they depend on? Our verse, our Haftorah, continues. Verse 27, Vata al tira avdi Yaakov, va'al techas Yisrael, ki hinini moshiacha merachok, ve'es zaracha me'eretz shivyam, v'shav Yaakov, v'shakat, v'shanan, ve'ein macharid. But you, have no fear, my servant Yaakov. Be not dismayed, O Yisrael. I will deliver you from far, your people from their land of captivity, and Yaakov again shall have calm and quiet with no one to trouble him. And the final verse of our Haftorah, verse 28, Atah al tira avdi Yaakov ne'um Hashem, ki itcha ani, ki e'aseh chala b'chol hagayim, Asher hidachticha shama, va'oscha lo e'esechala, v'sarticha lamishbat, v'nakeh lo anakecha. You have no fear, my servant Yaakov, declares Hashem, for I am with you. I will make an end of all the nations among which I have banished you, but I will not make an end of you. I will not leave you unpunished, but I will chastise you in measure. I will not destroy you. Don't be afraid, Yaakov. This is a verse that appears twice in our chapter, and not just here. We have this language in Sefer Yeshaya, and also earlier in our Sefer Yirmiyahu in chapter 30. Al tira avdi Yaakov. Do not be afraid, my servant Yaakov. Who can you rely on? So scary to think about a geopolitical world in flux. For so long, Egypt has been the world power, but now Babylon seems to be conquering the world. Al tira avdi Yaakov. But if Egypt gets taken, where does that leave us? Al tira avdi Yaakov. And the reason not to be afraid is the best reason in the world. Not because Egypt is solid or stable, not because Babylon is weak, not because of anything, except you are my servant, Yaakov, v'itcha ani, and I am with you. And I am telling you that I will take care of you. This is an interesting twist. So many rebukes in our Navi focus on our arrogance and turning away from God in a bold and audacious way. But here we are told fear can be just as problematic as boldness. When we are afraid, it leads us to panic, and that is when we sell our souls to the highest bidder. Being humble does not mean being afraid. And actually, in order to serve Hashem properly, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Heve az kanamer, as it says in Pirkei Avos, be bold as a leopard, strong as a lion to serve God. If you are afraid, that is an indication that we have turned away from God. If God truly lives in our hearts, we are not fearful. If you are humble because you see that I am with you, you must also be unafraid for the same reason. They are two sides of the same coin. If you truly believe that this is God's world, that He loves you, then certainly, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. This theme connects so beautifully to Parshas Bo, the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Exodus. Here, Hashem begins the process of rehabilitating His people after centuries of slavery. Through the mitzvos given in this parsha, Hashem helps Bnei Yisrael see themselves in a new light, not as slaves, but as His cherished children, Bnei Bechori Yisrael. They have been slaves for so long, beaten down for so long. With these first mitzvos, Hashem wants His children to look in the mirror and see a brand new image. You are my children. You are princes. You are important. And you are beautiful. I don't want you to define yourselves anymore by the way you were treated. I want you to see yourselves as Avdi Yaakov, as Bini Bechori Yisrael, my child, my firstborn, Israel. The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is a prime example. By sanctifying the new moon, Bnei Yisrael became partners with Hashem in setting the calendar. This act instills a sense of importance and dignity. You rank. You matter. You are my partners in shaping time itself. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach also plays a crucial role. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch notes that every detail of this mitzvah serves to rehabilitate the people. By taking a sheep and caring for it, Bnei Yisrael learn responsibility and ownership. By eating it with their families, they rediscover their roles as parents, spouses, and caregivers. By sharing it with their neighbors, they rebuild a sense of community. Each step reinforces their transformation from slaves to a nation of dignity and purpose. But it's a process of rehabilitation that can only begin when you have stopped looking over your shoulder and stopped being afraid. And indeed, Hashem commands them to ask their Egyptian neighbors for gold and silver. This act is not about material wealth, but about restoring their sense of self-worth. You are not leaving as slaves or thieves in the night. You are leaving as princes in broad daylight with dignity. And although you will essentially be free at night and ready to leave at a moment's notice, eat the korban carefully. Do not break any bones. Eat like a prince. And know that you will not leave like thieves in the night. You will leave in broad daylight. Stop being afraid. How do you turn to a slave who has been tortured for so long, who had no rights for so long? How do we ask him not to be afraid? Because when you look in the mirror, I hope you see something else in your reflection. I hope, Hashem says, that you see me. You don't need to be afraid anymore because I am standing right there with you. This is the message of our Parsha and also our Haftorah. And all of our history has us learning this lesson. You will stand up to enemies far greater than you, and you will succeed. And I don't want you to be afraid. Starting, of course, with Avdi Yaakov, who fought with Esav, who fought with Lavan, and yes, who fought with an angel and won. And we live in a world that is constantly in flux too, changing so drastically, literally from one minute to the next. Imagine if we could truly take this Haftorah to heart and really hear Hashem whispering to us through everything we go through in our personal lives, our community lives, our national lives, whispering to us, I am with you, I see you, and I am carrying you through it all. Al tira avdi Yaakov, ki itcha ani. Do not be afraid, my servant Yaakov, for I am with you. I will always be with you. Thank you for learning together.